Show presents Scratch a Track,
the podcast where we debate which track to scratch off some of the most known and unknown albums of all time.
We live in an era of singles.
This is an album.
People no longer listen to an album for the work it truly is.
It kind of defines a band.
It's just not something that people relate to nowadays.
We've all gotten the dreaded.
Started out as a game.
Which track on the album would you scratch out if you had to? Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Scratch a Track podcast presented by the Dune Grim Show and co-produced by Ivy EST. I am Dude.
And I am Grim. And it's getting about time for back to school. Fall's going to come in.
And pumpkin spice lattes.
Duder and Grim here kind of have albums that coincide with seasons. So we're going to talk about our top 10 fall albums. Now, they're not ranked.
We're not ranking them in order.
We're
still top 10.
It's a global top 10. We're each picking five. And we'll see. Maybe there's some overlap. I don't know. I mean, we do have similar musical tastes, but, you know.
You never know. Yeah, I mean, I think the idea of this, you know, music for us, it's... You hear certain songs, certain albums and things, and it reminds you of like a season or a time in your life or whatever.
I think
for us, you know, we just have those albums that you're like, oh man, it's fall. Like, oh, I want to put this one on.
Yeah, it's
summertime.
Just makes sense.
You have certain ones that fit kind of that time of the year.
Yeah, like, dude, spoiler alert, Wish You Were Here is a winter album. I mean, yes. It just is. It just sounds like the winter, you know? It
sounds like the winter. Oh, shiny, crazy diamond.
Yeah, it's like little snowflakes, you know, in the beginning.
It is, right? Yeah. I know. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Who wants to tee off? You want me to tee off first and kind of
let's just kind of go back and forth, maybe.
Yeah.
And then
talk
about some honorable mentions.
Yeah. We'll throw those in at the end. So
not that this is ranked, but first one you're calling out, dude.
Yeah. The first one I chose is a little bit of a smaller artist that maybe people aren't quite as familiar with, but definitely one of my favorites. And that is Nick Drake in his first album, Five Leaves Left. I've been a huge fan of this album. If people are familiar with a lot of people equate sort of like Elliott Smith and things like that, he's a very it's mainly acoustic. It's pretty much just solo, just him, although on his second album they brought in some strings and other artists and stuff, but it's
and
just
that one song it sounds like a game show. You know, there's one. I don't know if that's on his second one.
I don't think it is. Yeah, I know what one you're talking about, though. Yeah, yeah. And this is just, to me, it's one of my, it's probably, it might be my favorite album of his. I don't know. Pink Moon's really good, too. But this one is just a phenomenal album. It's very just cool, chill, moody. Again, acoustic. He's got songs like River Man, Time Has Told Me. Cello song is really, really good. Fruit Tree. If you put it on, man, you're just like, dude, you either want to be, you know, chilling out back, watching the leaves fall, drinking, sipping on a pumpkin spice latte, or maybe you got like an old fashioned or something like that. Like it's that kind of
ladder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just got that kind of mood. It is, I think, and most people would agree, it's rather melancholy, but it's very sort of deep and introspective. You know, great lyrics. I think I, as far as a guitar player, I mean, I don't know how you would rank him or.
Oh, I think he's a good guitar player. And
unique style, right?
His style. Yeah. His style is excellent. I really think so.
Yeah. So that's my first one. Nick Drake, Five Leaves Left.
Okay. Now, spoiler alert. Nick Drake did make my list as well. Not the same one, but. The first one that came to mind for me was New Moon by Elliott Smith. That's not, I think that was released posthumously. I don't know. It's kind of like a lot of his earlier stuff where there isn't a whole lot of production in it. It's mainly just acoustic guitar and vocals. There's some overdubs and things, but it's not like EXO or From a basement on the hill.
On the hill, right.
Which I love those ones, but there's something about the way that that album comes in with Angel in the Snow that it just, even though it references snow, I mean, hell, in Michigan, we do get snow sometimes in the fall. So, you know.
It happens. It definitely happens.
So that one to me, there's, and I really like a lot of the, a lot of the cuts on that song, Talking to Mary. There's a lot of good cuts on it, and it's two discs too. So, you know,
so there's plenty of material there.
So there's that.
There is that. Interesting. Well, Elliot Smith made my list as well, but I will get to him maybe towards the end.
Okay.
I'm going to move on. The second one I chose was the album These Endless Numbered Days by a band called Iron and Wine.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Again, I think I see a theme here for us, Grim. A lot of this is, at least so far, they are very acoustic based. Mm-hmm. I've noticed.
And kind of melancholy.
And melancholy, just looking at my list, which makes sense with, you know, sort of the dying of summer. You know, you're kind of moving into the cold winter. And I think this is the cold, harsh winter, right? So, but this one, I wouldn't say, I don't think this is their quote unquote, you know, it's the debut album. This may be the first album on, I forget what record label, it might be Sub Pop. I forget what record label they were on, but it might, it could be almost like the first major release, I guess.
I remember you picking that up. I had never heard of them
Stauffer, I think Stauffer actually did. Cause I remember I went down to our in college. I went down to our room where we had a little studio set up, and there was a disc. There was a CD on your desk, and somebody said like, "Oh, you should check this out" or whatever. And I picked it up thinking it was something else.
Oh.
I forget who it was, and I put it. I was like, "Man, this is really good."
Not what I expected.
And so,
yeah,
not gonna work here anymore. And so, but dude, great songs like "On Your Wings," "Cinder and Smoke," "Teeth in the Grass," "Sodom, South Georgia." I mean, I just love this album so much, and I think it's a perfect fall album for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What do you got next?
Next. Arcade Fire's Funeral.
It's on my honorable mention list, but yeah, yes.
That was one of those, and I think for a lot of it is that's when I had first heard about them, and so it was fall, and I listened to the album a lot, and so it always just kind of brings me back to that sort of feeling.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and there's just some. I mean, for a real debut album, I mean, just some epic songs for like an independent, sort of the independent debut album. I mean, it just stands the test of time. I would put that up against pretty much any debut album that's ever come out. I mean, it is absolutely a phenomenal piece of work.
Yeah.
And other than, you know, maybe Reflector, it's probably between those two of my favorite albums of theirs. So.
Yeah.
Thirded. Yeah, it's a good one. Well, my third choice is also a third choice of a band called Led Zeppelin, their third piece of work, Led Zeppelin 3. And again, more acoustic based tracks on it. Obviously, you have the outlier of Immigrant Song, which leads off the album. But dude, just a lot of really, really good song. What is it? Like, That's the Way is in it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Friends. Dude,
Friends, right? What is it? Is it Gallows Pole? Isn't Gallows
Pole on
it too? Gallows Pole. I mean, just dude, there's just some really, really good songs on there that I don't know, man. It having that acoustic wholesome sound has a great feel. And I feel like, you know, it was definitely a kind of an outlier, almost a big transition for them. Musically, as well, following after their first two albums, and I think I just love the acousticness of it. And
transitional season, transitional album, yeah,
transitional life. Yep. Phew. What do you got, Grim?
Well, I'm gonna go back to Nick Drake now, and he did mention this one, and I think Five Leaves Left is an excellent choice too. But for me, I had to pick Pink Moon. Primarily because the song that hooked me into Nick Drake that I could just listen to over and over is Things Behind the Sun.
Oh my God.
It's
yeah.
Yeah.
dude.
And I also like Parasite, because if you listen to Parasite, it kind of has a very similar riff to Subterranean Homesick Alien.
Oh yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Which I could think of Subterranean Homesick Alien as almost being like a fall song, I guess. I don't know. Maybe
we might have driven around and checked that out a time or two in the fall, like when we first got to school.
Yeah. Gotta clear your head, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, definitely. Yeah, huge fan of Pink Moon, and I believe later this year we will be having an episode about Pink Moon. And I should say about the album that I most recently chose, Led Zeppelin 3, we do have an album about that. So if you're a huge Led Zeppelin fan, check out that episode. I shouldn't say album. Yeah. Check out that episode about the album.
Yeah, and you know, when you go back and do that, that would also be a perfect time to go ahead.
Like, subscribe, and comment below.
Yep.
All right, my next one is actually, it's a very recent album. It is the Flaming Lips' most recent album, and that is their album American Head. Now, part of the reason I chose this is I believe it came out last October, and I remember just being gone for work and working a lot of hours like I am now. And putting this album on and just kind of having it on repeat. And I remember having to drive back and forth from work and everything. And this is just what I'd start my day with. And then when I get done with work, then I'd have to drive back. And this is what I'd listen to. So for me, it's definitely that time of the year, you know, season thing, you know, just when I heard it and when it came out. And there's some I just think some really, really nice songs on it. The song I really like is, what is it? Flowers of Neptune 6 and then Dinosaurs on the Mountain. It's a very, again, subdued, kind of chill, slower album. And I just feel like that fits the fall season very well. So highly recommend checking that one out.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, my next one, and I have to credit, I guess, both Leifer and IVEST for this one, and that is Dr. Dog's We All Belong.
All right.
I think the finest, I think In Rainbows came out that year too. So I would say that and In Rainbows to me tie for the best albums released. And I believe that would have been 2007, I think.
But yeah, that sounds about right. It does. Yeah.
Dude, it's a phenomenal album if you haven't heard it. And, I don't know. It one of those things where a timey. I remember I used to go out and play golf with Joe Boo and Tom a lot, and I would just always have that album on. And it's I don't know, man. It's almost like if the Beatles and the Beach Boys and David Bowie around the Ziggy Stardust era were all in a band together. And it's excellent work. Like it has these elements of all those while still being original. Right.
Gotcha. Cool.
But I think we have an episode on this one coming up later too, because it is excellent.
Excellent.
So I'm rounding it out,
getting to the end here. I'm going to finish mine off with an artist that you selected previously, and that is going to be Elliott Smith's self-titled album, Elliott Smith. So, this is, like you were kind of talking about New Moon, kind of more stripped down. This one is very stripped down. I think it is pretty much mostly acoustic and just him. But dude, some amazing songs on it. Needle in the Hay is probably the one the majority of people know. Oh
yeah. Christian Brothers is a really good one too.
Christian Brothers. Dude, The Biggest Lie.
Alphabet Town. I love Alphabet Town.
Dude, Coming Up Roses. I mean, I can just put this on, and it's one of those albums I sort of get lost in, because a lot of the songs, well, I mean, there's some 4-minute songs and whatnot, but a lot of them are pretty quick. There's a lot of like 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, 3 minutes. So it's an album you can get through really quick. And it's just, I mean, 12 songs, 37 minutes. Definitely one of my top autumn albums. I will say that.
Okay.
Finish it up, Graham. What do you got?
Rounding out my list, I'm kind of surprised you didn't pick this one, and that is The Grateful Dead's American Beauty.
That
to me has the sound just coming in with Box of Rain, and there's something about it. Dude, just kind of that like song. That that roots Americana.
And definitely, I mean, I think that's my favorite Grateful Dead album.
Oh, sure.
We did, We did an episode on that, right? Jeez.
Yeah, we did. That was an early one. I don't think we had a video yet. I don't think video had been invented yet. So
no, probably not. No. Did we? Man, I feel like, man, maybe we didn't. Jeez.
We did. I know we did because I remember rewatching the documentary on it.
Yeah. For it. Yeah, I do. That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
It's you know, I wouldn't say you've made it, but you know you've worked really hard when you can't remember all the episodes you've done.
Oh, so. Yeah. Clearly we've made it.
But dude, I mean, there's a ton of great songs on this. I mean, Friend of the Devil, Sugar Magnolia, a lot of people know, but Candyman, that's a great fall song, real slow and, mm-hmm. and moody. Broke Down, Ripple. I mean, come on.
Bro, do you even ripple, bro? So now instead of going back and forth, I would like to hear your honorable mentions.
Sure. Yeah. These are ones that I will throw on. And, I wouldn't throw them in my top 10 for the, my list or top five of my half, but I mean, just awesome albums. I think
now, if you were doing the list by yourself, would
these would have made the cut. Absolutely. And one of them is the one you selected, which is Arcade Fire's Funeral. Okay. Another one by Iron and Wine is The Shepherd's Dog, because again,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that came out in the fall. That one's a little more produced. It's got some more sounds and some more depth to it than probably these Endless Number Days. Again, both probably my two favorite albums of Iron and Wine. The next one, you mentioned this band, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, is a great winter album. But I really feel like Animals, that can be a real fall album for me sometimes.
Okay.
I can listen to that. I mean, really, to be honest, I can listen to Animals probably pretty much anytime.
Anytime. But yeah. Okay.
But it's definitely one in the fall. And then the last one it would be honorable mention is Neil Young's Harvest. I think that's just a
very good choice.
Some, dude, Needle in the Damage Done. I mean, there's just some of those killer songs on it.
You don't have a fifth really one that would have theoretically.
I don't. This is my top nine.
So. Okay. All right. Then I'll just stick with four too, because I made a quite a healthy list for this. But the ones that came to mind, Pink Floyd, of course, but Obscured by Clouds. I think that's a really good one that doesn't get really talked about. And it kind of, for some reason, that works for me in that. David Bowie's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars, because I feel like that's when I think you procured such a thing.
Probably.
Dude, for some reason, I think it reminds me of when we initially moved into Country Place, and I used to listen to a lot of stuff off this, but Dire Straits' self-titled album.
Oh, okay.
I think it's their debut, but it's got...
Soul in the Swing.
Right? Yes, it's got that one on there, but that's not even my favorite one on there. But I think that's it's a great one. And for some reason it always lines up with that time. And to round it out, a more recent one, and that would be Lost in the Dream by War on Drugs.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, listen to it. I mean, I listen to it. I think you need to, as fall comes in and you'll be like, dude, I get it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's our list. We would love to know if you guys have any moody kind of fall albums that you guys, every time the season comes around, you're like, oh, I got to listen to that.
Yeah, it just seems right.
It just feels right. Definitely let us know below. And also let us know if you agree with our list, if there's things where, I like that list, but I listen to that one in the summer or a different season. Maybe it fits a different time period for you. So definitely let us know below. It's a fun little game to play, and we can give some recommendations while we're all sipping on our, old fashions or pumpkin spice lattes or drinking hot apple cider, spiked hot apple cider.
Like those pumpkin beers too, man.
Oh, and those. Yeah. And those. So get some Ichabod. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Check us out. Time to go.
Scratch a Track is produced by the Dude and Grim. Additional music provided by Moore and the Timms. Copyright 2021. The Dude and Grim Show.